Blog Talk Radio.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. And either we're going to stand for something or we're going to fall for anything. And at this point in the game, we can't fall for nothing. Nothing at all. All right, it's another beautiful Monday. It is June the 15th. You believe it, time is flying. It is summertime, okay? It's summertime, that's right. It is June the 5th, 2023. And we better get ready for these elections. There's going to be some elections coming up real soon in 2024, and we need to be ready for it. We need to get out there and vote, you guys. That is the word for the day. The word for the day is vote, but that's not the word of the week. It's the word for the day. There's a difference between the word of the week and the word of the day. We'll get to the word of the week later and along with the scripture of the week, but the word for the day is vote, because voting is important. Your vote counts. and you need to get out there and do something about it, or we're going to get the wrong person in the White House. And we definitely, well, lately, I don't know if you guys have noticed or not, and don't get me wrong, I'm not talking about President Joe Biden. I'm not talking about him. I'm just sharing some information. He was at a graduation over the last week. He was at a graduation for the Air Force where he tripped and fell down and was not able to recover right away on his own. They took several staff members to get him back up on his feet again, and he took quite a tumble there as he was walking back to the podium to speak. And then he had another incident here recently where he was, yes, I am. Okay, so we were, he had another incident lately where he was on, he was going up Air Force One up the stairs, and he tripped and fell, and then he tripped and fell again, and it was hard for him to recover. So, you know, we're just hoping that President Joe Biden has strength and has the power to get up and down and do what he has to do as the President of the United States of America. And let me say good morning to all of the people on Facebook Live. Let's see, good morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. Good morning. Good morning, Vera on Facebook Live. Good morning. Good morning, Brother Clarence M. Allen on. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. And so, yeah, those are two things that happened that transpired over the weekend. And we're just keeping an eye on President Joe Biden. We know he's an older guy. He's going to run for president again. And we just want him to be okay. We want him to be okay. We want him to be fine. So we're wishing the best for him, and, you know, hey.
Good morning, Pastor Jetty. Good morning to all our wonderful listeners out there. I guess you unmuted me, Pastor Jetty, to say good morning to all our wonderful listeners, the panel, and also including you. But I cannot hear the station through the phone, so you might be muted for your voice coming out, but let me just welcome all our listeners and followers to the world's greatest Monday morning blog talk radio show, the Eddie
Jones
Radio
Show. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now, Pastor. Yes, sir.
Okay, let's see. If you might want to speak a little bit louder and start all over again. I apologize. Go right ahead, Brother Clarence.
Yes, good morning to all our wonderful listeners, to all the panelists, and especially to you, Pastor Ed. I give God all the glory and praise for this show. Give God the glory and praise and thanks for you, Pastor Eddie, because this is the world's greatest Monday morning blog talk radio show, the Eddie Justin Jones radio talk show. So once again, welcome everybody. You are tuned in. We have the hot button topics. Come on, Pastor Eddie, let's roll.
Amen. All right, all right. Now, I want to let everybody know, Brother Clarence, this morning, Professor Reams has to do a class and do some other personal things at the university, so he won't be with us today. So either you or Dr. Granny V will be doing the commentary today, and I believe it's probably going to be you. But without further ado, let's get our co-producer in the studio, Vera Jones, a.k.a. Dr. Granny V, birthday lady. Good morning, Vera, birthday lady. How are you today? Vera, can you hear me?
Good morning, Eddie, all the co-hosts and all the listeners. I am doing
okay,
wonderful. Can you hear me? Because the volume is very low.
I don't know why the volume is low. Let's see something. No, I can't hardly hear you. Are you speaking directly into the phone?
On the home phone, I can hear just a tad bit, but on the Facebook Live, I can hear it well. But I can't use both, so I was hoping to use my phone.
Okay, so we got you on the phone. We hear you loud and clear. Can you hear us loud and clear? Can you hear us better now? Vera, can you hear us?
Just barely, Eddie. Barely on my end.
You know what, we're, okay, I don't know why, but we have some very sensitive topics today, so it could be that the government might not want to hear exactly what we're going to talk about, because we're talking about two very, very, very sensitive topics, and it's going to be really sensitive in this room today, especially on our second topic. Our first topic, and we'll get into that in just a minute, but I want to make sure we can hear you loud and clear, Vera. Go ahead, Vera, say something again. Just do your ABCs or something, or sing a song or something.
Okay, can you hear me? And I love you, bro, and you're doing an outstanding job, so thank you.
Thank you, Vera. We can hear you loud and clear now. Brother Clarence, come back in. Let's see if we can hear you loud and clear. Come on, brother.
Yes, sir, Pastor Eddie. I'm here. Dr. Granny V, happy birthday. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Wish you all the best in your new solar cycle.
Okay, so I can
Thank
hear
you
both
so
of
much,
you very
Brian.
Well. I can hear you both very well. Can you guys both hear me very well? That's the most important part.
Absolutely, Pastor Eddie. You're coming through nice and clear. And loud.
Okay, good. Good. With that being said, we're going to get right into our first topic. First of all, thank you, everybody. Good morning, everybody on Facebook Live. Please tag 10 people. Tag 10. You can tag 20 people if you want to. But this is going to get very interesting, and I want to make sure that everybody can weigh in on this topic, because it's a very sensitive topic. And let me say good morning again on Facebook Live. Good morning, good morning. All right, so here we go. Our first topic, should a hero go to prison for defending a woman and defending himself while being threatened and attacked? He is 83 years old. Let's talk about it. Okay, first of all, let's talk about it a little bit. I want to make sure I have everything. His name is Richard Strickland. Richard Strickland. Let me tell you exactly what happened. Amazon Fresh, located in Inglewood. Amazon Fresh, you guys know where it is, for those who live in Los Angeles. Amazon Fresh is right there. It's right on the peak of the city called Westchester, but it's actually Inglewood, California. And before I get deeper into our story, let's welcome in hey, good morning, Edie Way. How are you? Welcome to the show. Please tag 10 people that you know. And let's get in Talana Jones. Good morning. Good morning, Talana Jones. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning, Talana Jones?
Good morning, Dad. Good morning to Professor Reams and to Clarence, to my butterfly. Shout out. Happy birthday again. I'm just grateful to be here one more day. And I'm glad to be a part of our show, Dad. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good
Welcome.
Morning, Talana.
Good morning, Talana. Good morning.
Okay, so here's what we have going this morning. Our first topic is, should a hero go to prison for defending a woman and defending himself while being threatened and attacked? He is 83 years old. Let's talk about it. Well, what happened was there was a shooting that took place at Amazon Fresh. But before we talk about the shooting, let's talk about what happened at Amazon Fresh. A Latino American, I don't know if he was American, he was a Spanish Latino male, was driving crazy. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Anyway, I just want to read this. I'm not getting off subject. Anyway, said, good morning, Eddie, and to everyone. God's blessings to all. I will be listening as much as possible, but moving. Amen. Keep listening and keep moving. Praise the Lord. Praise God from whom all
blessings
flow. And at Amazon Fresh, right there in Inglewood, off of La Cienega, and right there off of La Cienega, you know where Amazon Fresh is, right there by the Ralph Shopping Center right there with all the stuff in it. Well, what happened was this Latino came in screeching his tires, driving fast in the parking lot, and he parked really crazy. You know how you pull straight into a parking spot? Instead, he came in burning rubber, driving fast, and he parked very awkwardly for anybody else. He took up two parking spaces, and he parked awkwardly there in the parking spot. And then he got out, and then when the lady drove up and parked her car, the older lady drove up, parked her car, he started screaming obscenities to her, calling her out of her name. He called her the N-word. He called her a B. He called her everything that she was except for ma'am. Okay, at this time, morning, Brother James Hudson. By this time, you know, this is going on. He's screaming. So one guy just says, hey, man, why don't you get back in your car and just leave? You don't have to take that kind of punishment. You don't have to listen to him. So she told the young man, I live here, and I'm on my way home. So by this time, everybody's hearing the ruckus. He's screaming at her. He's calling her names. You know, they don't a lot of them don't have any respect for African-Americans anyway. And so one thing led to another. An elderly gentleman that happened to know the lady that was being screamed and hollered at and called obscenities and called the N-word, he walked over. Good morning, Brother James Hudson, all the way in Texas. He walked over and he told the guy, hey, man, you know, she's a woman. Leave her alone. Don't bother her. And he goes off on him and calls him the N-word and calls him an MF-er and tells him he'll kick his butt. And he told him that he's from the South Side, whatever Latino gang he threw up in the air. And then they were walking an old 83-year-old older guy away. Now, this old 83-year-old guy is an African-American male. The woman that he was talking crazy to was an African-American woman. And one of the things that I really believe in these days is protecting our black women. We have to stand up for our women. We have to stand up for our black women because people will disrespect our black women. Oh, you saw that story, Edie? Yes. Kim Edwards, how are you? God bless you. Hey, what's up, cousin? How are you? Much love to you. Hey, family. It's good to see family on here. So, yeah, he was disrespecting a black woman, and he was disrespecting an elderly black man. This man is 83 years old. He's also a veteran. He is a veteran. He served in the Korean War. He is a veteran. He's 83 years old. He came out to defend the black woman that was being attacked by the Latino male who was calling her everything but her name. And then he went from her to calling him everything. Oh, man, I'll kick your whatever he said and called him the N-word. And the older man was walking away. The older man was walking away. He was going back because he had got the lady and he was walking back. And then the Mexican guy said, man, I'll do whatever he said I'm going to do to you, the N-word. And he took his shirt off and started walking towards the elderly guy. The elderly guy turned around and fired one shot, hitting him in the chest, and he died. Okay, so here's our topic. Should a hero go to prison for defending a woman and defending himself while being threatened and attacked? He's 83 years old. Let's talk about it. Okay, so wow, here's my take on that. Number one, they're in the Amazon Fresh parking lot in Inglewood, California. This lady was an older middle-aged woman. She was just parking her black Lexus and getting out, but he parked so crazy. She said, hey, why are you taking up two parking spots, you know? And he goes ballistic on her. He calls her the N-word. He called her a B. He called her MF and every other thing you could think of except for anything nice. He called her everything. He degraded her with every word that he could find. He was degrading this woman. And so that's when the older gentleman, because everybody else is just standing around except for one young man, who said, ma'am, get back to your car and just leave. You don't have to put up with that. And she said, I live here and I'm going home to my apartment. He understood that. So by this time, the older gentleman came out in his pajamas and his robe. He had on full pajama pants, pajama shirt, but he had a robe on. But what that young man didn't know is he had a gun in his pocket, and he wasn't playing. So I'm saying he was a vigilante because I'm so tired of other races attacking our black women and disrespecting our black women and even our own race attacking our black women and calling them out of her name. I don't even understand how two women can be partying in the club and call each other a B. Hey, B, how you doing? Hey, B, like it's the normal thing to do. It's not normal. It's irresponsible. It's unacceptable. And what are we teaching our kids? You wonder why these 8-, 9-, and 5-year-olds are out of control? I just saw a video where a kindergarten kid cursed out a teacher when he called her everything but her name. But where do you think he learned that from? He learned it from home, because all this stuff starts at home. And it's unbelievably disrespectful, and it's not even of God. Because to be honest with you, foul language is giving the devil glory. The devil loves when you're cursing somebody out, because that's giving the devil glory. That's what the devil does. And then what happens is those evil spirits are inside that person. So this Latino guy had some evil spirits inside of him, and whoever he was mad at, he did not know. I guarantee you he did not know that it would be his last day on the planet Earth. Okay? Let that sink into the resonance of your heart and mind. He did not know that. He was going ballistic on the woman, and everybody heard it, and nobody was doing nothing except the one young man that told her to get back in the car and leave, and she addressed the young man and said, hey, I live here. I'm just trying to get home. So with that being said, the older gentleman came out. It is so unacceptable, and it is humane, Elaine, it is. And then, you're right about that, Cousin Kim. And then on top of that, he started talking to the elderly 83-year-olds. People have lost respect for our elders. I mean, these are people who helped pave the way for us to be where we are. They served their time. They're just trying to live out their final days of their life in comfort, in peace, with joy, love, and happiness, and praising God. Because you could tell this gentleman was not out there to do any bodily harm, but he wanted him to quit attacking that black woman. And so that's why I say today we have to protect our women. Now, are all our women perfect? No. We have some women out there that can curse like a sailor. We have some women out there that carry guns too. And I know some women that carry guns. I know some women out there that will cut you in every way but loose. This is in Los Angeles, California, Cousin Kim. It's in Los Angeles, California, and it's right there in what they call LA/Inglewood, which is called Westchester, California. So it's in my hometown, yes, Los Angeles, California. You can look it up. Matter of fact, let me pull up the story while we're talking about it. And it's kind of really, really sad. And I want you guys to hear a little bit of it. And let me make sure that everything is, let's see. Okay, so let's see. See if I can refresh this. All right, but anyway, Richard Strickland, 83, has been arrested after allegedly shooting and killing a man in the parking lot of Amazon Fresh. I don't like the way that the news promotes this story, because they're saying that he just shot a man and killed him in the parking lot. That's not what happened. They didn't tell you what all happened. They're just telling you that he shot a young man in the parking lot. The man was 31 years old, and I forgot his name. But I do remember Mr. Strickland's name. And witness said that Strickland came down from his apartment to break up a fight between a man and a woman. And when the fight escalated, Strickland shot the man. What happened is the young man was calling the woman everything but her name. And then to top it off, when the older guy came out and said, hey, man, why don't you leave her alone? She's an older woman. She's just trying to get to her apartment. There's no need for you to curse at her like that or treat her and disrespect her in that manner. Then he goes off and says, well, look here, old mother effer. Excuse me. Forgive me as being a pastor, but I'm giving you the raw story. He calls him the MF-er, and then he calls him the N-word, and then he pulls off his shirt, throws his backpack down, and tell him, I'll kick your so-and-so-and-so, you know, like that. Okay? All right. So the old man's walking away with the young lady. They're walking away, going back to their apartment. He takes off his shirt. He starts to approach the elderly man, telling him he'll kill him, kick his butt, whatever. The old man turned around and fired one projectile from his weapon, striking the mad, angry Latino man that was bashing the African-American woman and the African-American man. And he died on the scene right there. No, not 104th. No, this is on La Brea and Ladera Heights. La Brea and Ladera Heights. La Cienega and Ladera Heights, or La Cienega and Centinela Avenue. So you can use those two cross streets, and there's a big Ralph's parking lot right there. And then across from there, there's a Panda Express and a gas station, Starbucks on the corner. It's a very nice neighborhood. You would not expect for something like that to take place. But guess what? The guy, he took off his shirt. He claimed a Southside Latino gang. So he was out of his element. He was in a nice, beautiful neighborhood and didn't even realize where he was because he came over there and brought all that mess. And he did not know that was going to be the last day of his life. All he had to do was just say, ma'am, I'll move my car so you can park your vehicle and walk away. He had no respect for the black woman. He had no respect for the elderly black man. And he definitely didn't have any respect for African Americans. He let it be known that he did not respect African Americans and he hated African Americans. Oh, yeah, yes, there is. Yes, there is. Yes, there is. Matter of fact, it seems like there's an all-out war, and I'm not being prejudiced. I'm just saying it seems like Latinos are hating on black people. I don't know why. I haven't the slightest idea, okay? African Americans and black people have to go through the crazy things that we had to do just being here in America. It's bad enough, you know, we had to, take on some things that we didn't even want to take on. Who wanted to be a part of slavery? I know I didn't, and I thank God I wasn't. But were my ancestors a part of slavery? Yes, they were. Do you think they wanted to be taken in as a slave? No, they didn't. But let's not get off the subject, okay? At this time, without further ado, I want to go to, yes, weigh in on Facebook Live. Thank you. Okay, I want to read some stuff that people said on Facebook Live real quick before we go to Clarence M. Allen. Okay, let's see. Okay, as long as it's legal, Elaine said, as long as it's a legal weapon with a good background check, it's okay. Well, yeah, it's okay, but when you're out in public in the United States, in Los Angeles, California, you cannot have a weapon unless you have a weapon license to carry a concealed weapon. However, his weapon was not concealed. He pulled it out and let him know, I do have a weapon. And you need to leave the woman alone. And then he was putting the weapon back. He was walking away, minding his own business. And the young man said, I will beat the brakes off you. He took his shirt off, threw his backpack down, and started approaching the elderly man. And the elderly man shot him in self-defense. Let's remember that. The old man was not going to shoot him. He just pulled out the weapon and said, hey, man, leave her alone. I'm not here for trouble. I don't want any problems, but you're going to leave that woman alone, and you're going to stop treating her and disrespecting her in that manner. And we don't have a lot of that going on in our community. We need to stand up and protect our women and our children on an all-time high. A black woman should never be disrespected in that manner, never called the N-word. So that's why I don't get it when I see two ladies out on the street, and they'd be like, hey, B, how you doing, B? I'm like, oh, no, that's not how you approach each other. And then they got the little babies on their arms with them, calling each other Bs. B, what's up? What's cracking, B? No, that's not the proper language for us to be, but everything starts at home. Okay, and also, let's see, we got a statement. Okay, Kim. Cousin Kim said, oh, because there's a few disrespectful Latinos on 104th that call my brother the N-word. Now, these are, wow, that's terrible. You see, I believe, and I'm not sure, but I heard at one point that there was a hit out on African-American males and females from some other kind of organizations or gangs or behind the prison walls. I'm not going to believe that. But I noticed that, some Latinos just hate African-Americans. Hey, what's up, L.A. Cal? L.A. Gal, what's going on? How you doing? Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. And so it's crazy. So without further ado, I want to go to Clarence M. Allen. Clarence, please take the floor. How do you feel about this? Should a African-American black hero go to prison for being a vigilante and defending a black woman and defending himself while being threatened and attacked by a Mexican 31-year-old who called him everything but his name, called him the N-word, told him you'll kill him, you'll kick his butt. What do you think about that, Brother Clarence? Please take the floor. Go right ahead. Loud and clear.
Yes, this is just another sad tragedy that happens. And this happened, and unfortunately a young man lost his life. And you were correct with everything you said, Pastor Eddie. First of all, this young man at 31, he should have been better respectful of the lady, regardless of her race. You know, I want to move off from that just a second because I need to say this because you were right on point with this. Just a few weeks ago, two black men were shot, and one that I believe was killed over in Inglewood, and they were shot by Latino gangs, and those black gangs over there, those Bloods over there, and maybe even some Crips, they all came to the table, and they had a meeting because the young man who was killed, his parents are OGs over there. And so if you're black, if you know any black young men, women, and even of all ages, make sure you're vigilant and beware and aware of your surroundings over in that area. This is what this happened here is right next door. I believe there's no connection in relation to that because when we look at an 83-year-old man going to defend a woman, and like you said, Pastor Eddie, we need to defend, especially our black women. Because not just them, even we as black men get the brunt of the worst of everything that happens in this nation and even around the world. And so for Richard Strickland to go out, and we have to understand that this veteran, Korean War, Vietnam, whatever, is probably still combat characteristics in his personality because this is where he was in war. So when conflict comes, this guy is prepared, and he went down there prepared. Now, whether he was right or wrong, now, first of all, I'm going to say he wasn't wrong for going down there defending this woman, regardless of her race. But especially if she's black, we have to stand up as black men for our black women everywhere at all times and even for each other. And we have to stop this hatred amongst each other, which this nation has taught us. And so, you know, for him to pull out a gun and to be wrong, you cannot escalate. I don't care what age you are. You cannot. It's against the law to escalate a combat level. So if somebody is threatening you and committing violence on you with no weapon and you escalate it with a knife, a gun, or any other object, according to the law, you're going to be arrested for whatever you cause harm to that person. But we will have to leave that for the courts and the jury. But I just hate that he was arrested. I hate that he taken that young man's life. I hate that young man was in the disposition he was to use racial slurs, to use disrespectful words, and just to be in the mindset that he was in at that time. Do what I want to do when I want to do it and disregard for everybody else and their respect for their room and just for that. But this is another hot button topic, Pastor Eddie, that I wasn't aware of until I read the topic and looked it up. And Richard Strickland has a $3 million bail for what he done. A veteran of the United States, and he
is
went
he
down
the
there in
Clarence?
His mind protecting
Clarence.
Yes.
Hey, Brother Clarence, can you do me a favor? Can you look him up and see if he's in the Men's County Jail, the Men's Central Jail, or where he's being held at? Because of the Los Angeles Civil Rights Association, we're going to go and visit him, and we're going to go see how we can help him. For those who are just coming on, I want to share this story with you. Our first topic is, should a hero go to prison? Should a black hero go to prison for defending a black woman and defending himself while being threatened and attacked? He's 83 years old. He's a military veteran. He served in the military. Let me tell you what happened. At Amazon Fresh in Inglewood, California, right off of La Cienega and Centinela, this Latino guy came pulling into the parking lot like 50 miles an hour and screeching tires, and then he pulled into a parking spot. And instead of parking straight, he parked diagonally and took up two spots. So when the black woman, older black woman, parked her Lexus, she asked him could he move his car so she could park properly because there's not that many parking spots. He started calling her the N-word. He called her a B. He said he'll, you know, whatever. He called her everything but black woman. Everybody's hearing what's going on. So then a young man tells the black woman, ma'am, why don't you just get back in your car and drive away? She said, I live here, and I'm going home. By this time, people are crowding around just listening, but nobody's doing anything, which is such the norm these days. All of a sudden, an African-American male, 83 years old, comes out with his robe and in his pajamas, and he goes, hey, young man, why don't you just leave her alone? She's just trying to get home. You know, he flips it on him and says, man, I'll beat the brakes off of you. I'm from the South Side, whatever. He claimed a gang to an 83-year-old elderly man, and then he threw his backpack on the ground, and then he took his shirt off and started walking towards the African-American male as he's walking away. The elderly guy's walking away. So the elderly man turns around to defend himself and fires one shot, one projectile from his weapon, hitting the man center mass in his chest. Unbelievably, he died right there on the spot. Did he know it was going to be his last day? No, he didn't know. Did his mouth get him in the situation that he for a check that he couldn't cash? Yes, it did. And so one of our listeners on the show, one of our guests on the show, we're going to get her in the studio after I come to Sonia Jones. Let's see if we can get her in the studio. Hold on. Good morning. Good morning, Sonia Jones. Are you there, Sister Sonia?
Yes. Hello, everybody.
Good morning. Good morning, Sister Sonia Jones. How are you this morning?
I am wonderful. I'm wonderful. Good morning.
Everybody,
everybody
say good morning to Sister Sonia
Jones. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you for having me. Can I chime in? I heard a synopsis of, you know, the young man that got the bullet center mass. I don't feel sorry for him, not one bit. There is an imaginary line that separates us, and if anyone decides to cross that imaginary line for whatever the reason, unless it is in self-defense, I don't feel sorry for you at all. He crossed that imaginary line when he got out of the car, took his shirt off, and got on somebody else's property to do what? He was looking for it. Not only was he looking for it, he went and he searched it and he found it. Unfortunately, he's not here to tell his side of the story anymore.
I don't feel sorry for him.
I really don't. No, like the man said, he gave him a warning. Hey, young man, why don't you go? He even respected him. He didn't call him names. He didn't yell. Young man, you know, go on about your business. You know, leave the lady alone. He acknowledged him, and he acknowledged the young lady that was in need. Hey, but then when you decide to come towards me and I'm walking away, so I'm walking away, which means I'm not a threat to you. I'm not a threat if I'm walking away. I can't harm you. What I got eyes or some sort of laser in the back of my head? No, I'm walking away from you. So I'm no longer your threat. You became my threat when you started to approach me. When you come towards me unwelcome, uninvited, without my permission, I got to take it the way it is. I'm in fear of my life. So
amen.
I don't feel sorry for him.
Wow. You know, Sister Sonia, I'm going to have to agree with you, and I really feel like a lot of our African-American women are under attack. But first thing first, first of all, he pulled up in the parking lot going 40, 50 miles an hour. That's wrong. Number two, he took up two parking spots. he took up two parking spots, and he parked diagonally instead of straight in. And then when the African-American woman, older woman, she's probably in her late 50s, asked him nicely, can you please park your vehicle? He went ballistic, and he goes, you black bee, called her the N-word. I don't like you N-words and all this. So the African-American older 83-year-old veteran, black man, came out and said nicely, young man, why don't you leave her alone? She's just trying to get to her place. She's an older woman. She's, you know, why don't you just respect her and, you know, whatever. Okay, now he throws his backpack down. He takes his shirt off. And he says, I will beat the brakes off you, old mother effer, and N-word, called him everything but his name. But where he made his greatest mistake was he started to approach that African-American elderly man. And a lot of people think because people are old that they don't know how to function anymore. Never underestimate any human being on the planet called Earth. You don't know what you're going to get. Life is like a box of chocolates with mixed flavors. You don't know what you're going to get. So you need to be honorable and respectful. Good morning, Sister Sheila Timberlake. Welcome, welcome, welcome. How are you this morning? Sister Sonia Jones, you just made a wonderful, prolific statement. I want to go to Vera Jones. Vera, take the floor. What do you think about what happened, this whole situation? Was it a Latino male that lost his life? Was he out of control? Was he out of line? Did it have to be like this? Go ahead, Vera, take the floor.
Well, Eddie, this is a topic that we don't really want to discuss, but we have to. And I am so sure that the young man did not realize it would be his last day on Earth. And but I must say that once a veteran, always a veteran, because they protect and serve our country, our nation. And guess what? They are the chosen angels, all the veterans, because everyone does not want to and serve. And the elders, I love my elders. I love my elders. And it just reminds me of the movie Ghost. It really does. And,
wow.
I don't feel that there should be prison for him because it was for self-defense for himself and the young woman. And like others shoot to kill, it's like you don't injure someone. Like, I'm going to shoot you in the kneecap. No, they don't do that. So we can't put an age on someone that may save our life either. And all women must be covered by kings, all women, whatever color, creed, or nationality. So I send prayers to the family of the male Hispanic and prayers for the 83-year-old, his family. And last but not least, we all have an expiration date.
That's so true, Vera. That's so very true. Thank you very much, Vera, for your opinion, and I thank you for sharing that. And I want to put a disclaimer out. We're not being racist or biased. Good morning, Sister Ida. How are you? Ida Jordan, Dorsey High School alumni. We're not being prejudiced, racist, or biased towards Latinos at all, period. But for some reason, you know, we're being attacked by every other nationality, and we always accept people. We accept everybody, but they don't always accept us. And in this particular instance where this man drove into the parking lot at 50 miles an hour, slams his vehicle in. Oh, wait. I just got here. Let me share this again. Some people are asking, can I share the story one more time? It happened right by, almost by where a lot of you know L.A. You guys in L.A., you know where this is. This is at Amazon Fresh, right across from the Rouse Shopping Center on La Cienega and Centinela. This is right there in what they call Inglewood, California. It's L.A. / Inglewood, California. There's a new Amazon Fresh store right there. Well, a Latino guy was driving fast, and I'm going to tell the story one more time. He's driving in the parking lot now. He's in the parking lot at 50 miles an hour, and then he screeches and turns into a parking spot instead of straight diagonally, okay, like this, like an X. Instead of pulling straight ahead, he pulls in like this and takes up two spots. So the elderly woman pulls in her Lexus. She parks the best she could, and she got out and said, young man, can you please, straighten your car out? He goes off on her, calls her everything but her name, calls her the N-word, and it just escalates from there. So while he's calling her names and everything, and then an elderly gentleman comes out the apartments there at Amazon Fresh, and he walks over and politely, as a gentleman would, says, "Hey, young man, why don't you give her a pass, leave her alone. She's just trying to come home. She's an elderly, more mature woman." And, you know, this young man's like 31 years old, and he starts cursing at him, calling him the N-word, telling him. And then he takes off his backpack, takes his shirt off. He starts, the elderly man's walking away with the woman. And then the Latino guy won't let it rest. He goes off and says he'll kick his, you know, whatever. He's from Southside, whatever, and South Central L.A., and claims a gang, throws up, whatever. And then he starts running, going towards the black elderly man. He turns around. The elderly man fired one shot from his gun, killing the Latino guy. Now, did I want somebody to die? No, I don't want anybody to die. Do I want the black woman to be disrespected? No, I don't want our black queen. I don't want our black queens being disrespected. No, never. Do I want the elderly man to go to prison? No, I don't. Fortunately, he had to do what he had to do. Now, with that being said, weigh in on that, everybody on Facebook Live. Tell me how you feel about what you heard. You can look the story up. Just go to Richard Strickland, 83 years old. Just put that on the Google search. Richard Strickland is his name. And here's what we're going to do. We're going to find out which jail Richard Strickland is in. And the Los Angeles Civil Rights Association, along with another organization that I'm talking to, we're going to go visit him. We're going to see how we can help him. Because he's 83 years old, and all he was doing was just defending the rights of a black woman, which we should always do. And I'm asking every black person, every woman, every woman, stop calling each other bees, please. Why y'all got to call each other bees? For what? I mean, what kind of conversation? Hey, B, and you got your kids with you, and the kids are hearing you, and you wonder why these kids go to elementary school and act out and do what they do? Anyway, let's stay on the subject. I don't want to get off the subject, but we got to respect ourselves if we want to be respected. Yes, we need to respect ourselves if we want to be respected. That is our civil right. That is our constitutional right. That is our human right. It's our right to be respected. To be respected in America, where we built America on our blood, sweat, and tears. And how can we have the audacity to disrespect and shoot down each other? Whether you black or brown or white or whatever, who gives you the right to walk into any place and kill somebody? But in this situation, it's different because he was a vigilante saving a black queen. I'm going to say empress because the empress is higher than a queen. He was saving a black empress from being disrespected by a brother. So this is where we had to step in and do what we do. We had to step in and do what we did. He had to step in and do what he did. He wasn't going to shoot the man. He was giving him a pass. The elderly guy was walking away, going back to his apartment. And then all of a sudden, Sheila Timberlake on Facebook Live says, "I agree with you on that. Stop calling yourself and others names that are not fitting for us." That's all I'm saying. And let me tell you something else. I don't think he would have shot that young man. If that young man wouldn't approach him, he wouldn't have never shot him. All he was trying to do was keep that. I don't think he planned. Now, this gentleman is a veteran. He also just finished writing a nice book. Yes, he wrote a book. This is a very intelligent, intellectual person. He's not just some guy. But I'm going to tell you something. Like Vera said, once a veteran, always a veteran. You don't know the training that veterans receive. And I'm a veteran, and I know what type of training I received when I was in the military. And you never forget it. Never forget it. And one of the things they teach you in the military is they teach you how to kill. They teach you hand-to-hand combat. They teach you weapon training, how to use weapons. Don't forget that. Veterans have training. Just like the veteran that was on that train that choked that young black man to death, he had training to do that. He choked him for 15 minutes for no reason. but his training kicked in, and he went ballistic, and he thought he was in the war again, and he thought he was killing the enemy when he killed that young black man. Let's not get off the subject. What is my point here? My point is that we shouldn't have to play vigilante. We shouldn't have to do what happened, but what happened happened because this young man did not know how to close his mouth, maintain his dignity and integrity, and he had no respect for this elderly black woman, nor the elderly black man. God is going to teach America. God will teach America how to respect the black woman and the black man. Oh, it might take some time, but it's coming. It's coming. Because it says, those who are last shall be first, and the first shall be last. Because it's a matter of time. It's a matter of time. So I want to go back to Sister Sonya Jones if we can. Sister Sonya Jones, are you still with us?
Yes.
Sister Sonya Jones. Okay, go right ahead, weigh in. Give us your closing remarks on this particular subject. Go ahead.
I'm gonna always reiterate this. It's called self-love. So
yes.
Let me go forward. Let me go forward. Self-love. When you start to learn to love yourself again, the word bitch won't come across so easily. That's just me. I don't call people that word, and I don't indulge with friends that call me that word. I've heard other people call another person their friend that word. That I don't see what's bitch is supposed to be a dog, correct? And the last time I checked
right.
on my birth certificate, it says human. And it addresses me as either female or male. I've never seen that word, a dog, attached to my birth certificate. Therefore, I won't accept that word because I won't give that word because that's not me. My thing is, if you want to be that, then I'll walk around with a leash and a flea collar. I don't want to hear nothing from nobody because that's what you said you are. Like, why would you want to be an animal? It's bad enough part of society sees us as one, but now you want to just blatantly add to it. Well, hey, they call me one, so I might as well. No. What? Why? What is so fascinating about being anything other than what you are, which is a human? Now you're confusing me because when they address you as one thing, you want to put your hand on your hip, rolling your eyes, twirling your. No, but then you address yourself. That's like the word nigger. You don't want them to call us, but you call us. No, stop. Stop condoning things that you don't want other people. Why? Why are you accepting the things that you don't want other people to give to you? Why? They're thinking confused. I'm confused. I'm on their side. You don't want me to call you that N-word, quote, unquote, but you, what's up, my, no, I'm not your homeboy hanging on the corner with a 40 in my hand grabbing my crouch. No, I'm not. I'm not that type of person. I'm not that dog on a leash. No, I'm a human being. Address me as such. Self-love begins with self. You can't find it in a book. They can't teach it in class. You have to learn to have that within you. There's no common sense line, ladies and gentlemen. Boys and girls, you're going, oh, stop standing in there. Learn to start loving yourself first. And then everything else will fall into place. They looking at us like, well, look at them savages. Well, pretty much, let's flip the script. Where do you think I learned to be a savage from? You. You were the first savage up in here, right? You go to every other country and you destroy and try to conquer, and then you come back and want to sit high and mighty? No. We learned part of that from you. But at some point, when are we going to start breaking the cycle? They don't like us, and then half of us don't like us. Why?
Wow. Okay, let's clap our hands for that. Thank you very much, Sister Sonya Jones. Boy, Edie Way is clapping her hands on Facebook Live. You know, okay, so listen up. Oh, my gosh. That was deeper than the ocean, higher than the mountain, and swifter than the rivers. That was some well put together words. That was a fantastic expression of what we're talking about right now. Vera Jones weighed in with the hearts, and they're all weighing in on Facebook Live. And Edie Way put out a queen with a crown and hearts and hands. Listen, if you want to call into our show and comment on this, you can dial 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. Press 1. It'll put you in the queue, and then you can weigh in.
You went mute on Blog Talk, Pastor Eddie.
Eddie, did you say anything?
Okay. All right, don't go anywhere, you guys. Hang on. Okay, I know you can hear me live, but on Blog Talk, what I'm going to do.
Yes, I can hear you, Eddie.
I have lost audio. I can't hear.
Eddie, can you hear me?
Everybody go to Facebook Live. Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook.
Eddie, can you hear me?
Okay. All right. Everybody on Blog Talk, you should be able to hear me now. I was just able to get back into the show. See if you guys hear me on Blog Talk. Okay, Brother Clarence, can you hear me on Blog Talk? Sister Vera, can you hear me on Blog Talk?
Yes, sir. I got
you. Kalana, can you hear me on Blog Talk?
Loud and clear.
Yes, I can.
Okay, good. We're back on Blog Talk. Let's see. Talana, can you hear me on Blog Talk? Talana, are you there?
Loud and clear.
Okay. For some reason, the reception over here is really, this has never happened before. Let's see. All right. Okay. right. Okay. All right. Anyway, right in the middle of the show, this is crazy. We're talking about a very sensitive topic. And for some reason, somebody didn't want to talk about this. I don't know who it is, and I'm not going to say any names. But you guys know, like Brother James Hudson said, you know, because of what we do as far as civil rights are concerned, people will try to mess with your constitutional rights, your human rights, your civil rights, and all your rights. And they do it because they know they can't. And for some reason, this phone just all of a sudden, it just went offline. Our show just went offline. Okay, but do you think that's going to stop me? No, it's not. No, God gave us a gift. God gave us a gift, and we need to use this gift. Yes, we need to use this gift, and we will use it. So, Cousin V, all the way from Florida, good afternoon. One from Pompano Beach, Florida, all guests and all radio co-hosts. Yes, good morning, good morning. Static on my acting ballistic over here. Let's see if we can try this. Let's try this. Okay. Clarence, can you hear me? Brother
yes,
Clarence,
sir,
can
Pat
you hear
Jetty.
Me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, you can hear me loud and clear?
Absolutely.
Okay. Go ahead and make a statement, Brother Clarence. Just say something. Just talk for a minute.
Yes. First, I wanted to commend Sister Sonya Jones because she was right on point as far as many of our educations and directives. I know I got my education from the United States of America. And like the book by Carter G. Woodson, it was the miseducation of the Negro. I added to that the misguided education. So while the Europeans did pillage Africa and all its knowledge and all the civilities that came out of Africa, they have imputed all of their ignorances and all of their uncivilizational ways upon those who they colonized. And so when we see this young man driving at a fast pace, abrupt stopping, and disrespectful nature coming from him, where did he learn that from is the question. And why is he conducting in the way he learned? So we learn by seeing, hearing, and even reading. We learn from our environment and those who we socialize around. And so this is what we have. And so, yes, he was wrong for the way he acted. Was Richard Strickland wrong, you know, for escalating the violent atmosphere in which this young man had created? You know, we will have to leave that to the court. You know, hopefully he will have a jury of his peers. And as the story goes, we will see the formulation on how the verdict will come out in time. He is in Men's Central County Jail at the Twin Towers downtown on Boucher Street, Pastor Eddie. I found that. So to all our listeners, you know, this is, you know, one thing that many of us may not realize, and I have learned that we all down the history of line come from that same seed. You know, we are all part of those 12 tribes of Israel. So when we don't know that, and because some people may have straight hair, some people's skin may be lighter than others, and they come from a different region of these Americas and even Africa, they may see themselves differently because of these amount of decades and millennia that have passed by. And so we may not respect each other as a people in some cases, as we see that Pastor Eddie has identified with this situation, this tragedy situation that we have talked about this morning. So, Pastor Eddie, I'm going to cut out and let you get back in here.
Okay. I want to go to Talana Jones, and I want to thank everyone on Facebook Live for hanging in there with us while we were working on this technical difficulty that took place. Because if you are a civil rights leader such as myself, and you work on cases like the wrongful death of Michael Jackson and whoever else, and working with different people on different cases, which I have been doing over the last 30 years, I'm going to share this with you. Oh, wait. Sister Sonia Jones said, we are the only race that has been identified as anything but human and throughout years have been addressed as Negro, colored, black, and now African American. But for your information, black and white are not colors, but shades. We are people of melanated complexion. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. We are people of melanated complexion. Very nice. Very well said, Sister Sonia Jones. I want to thank everybody on Facebook Live and on Blog Talk Radio. I want to go to Talana Jones. Talana, can you hear me loud and clear? Talana, are you there?
I'm here. Yes.
Okay, Talana, weigh in on how you feel about the story, the whole thing. You already heard what we said. The 83-year-old man was trying to protect the elderly black woman. The Latino was not having it. He was still calling them all kinds of names. Not only did he call them names, but he threw his backpack on the ground, took his shirt off, and started walking towards the African-American 83-year-old, talking about he was going to do him bodily harm. What do you think about the whole thing? Let's see this. Go right ahead, Talana.
This is a very tragic story, yet another. To me, for any situation, no matter what color or gender we are, two wrongs never make a right. In this situation, to me, the man who parked double space, number one, was wrong. You can get a ticket, you can get towed away for that. But it's funny how certain people get away with things. And regardless of a title or your power, you have to always uphold the law no matter what. And the situation, in this situation specifically, chivalry is a blessing. And to have someone cover you and take care of you and want to keep you guarded is also a blessing. The only thing I disagree with is killing the man. Like, he could have wounded him and called the police and had them take care of him instead of killing him. The gun has become something that it does protect us, but it also shields certain people from, the lack of upholding the law is not fair. And the fact that you protect and serve should be another reason why you shouldn't kill another. That is God's work, not human. So not only to degrade and disrespect women, but to also the man. It goes both ways, the respect. And where there's wrong, people have to learn to show. That's what I thought upholding our constitutional and civil rights meant, that we hold everyone's rights accountable. So even the man, he must have been drunk, double parked, a little delirious, probably on some other things. And then it sounds like his mind is already, he's already programmed. He's been dealing with a gangster's life, his way and his life and his norm, he thinks is okay because he's been taught that and it's been programmed in him. And because we have been educated and we all understand that being called anything derogatory outside of us is wrong, that doesn't mean that people don't forget, they forget to how to use freedom of speech and take advantage. So now it goes all the way back to the Bible. We were programmed to understand
a different culture. We were taken from what we are used to and given something else. So now we don't have a clear foundation. So it's wrong to be called out of your name. It's wrong for any man, woman, anything, anybody who deems themselves to love you, respect you, honor you, and hold you to a regard, even if it's a stranger, somebody who don't know you. Respect is given where it is due on both ends. So the man was wrong. Respect your elders should automatically be. And, yes, we've lost that because of how this day and age is, and it's sad. But I don't agree with killing. And I yield back.
Well, thank you, Tawana. That was a beautiful, well-stated statement. Very nice. Very, very nice. Very, very nice. I commend you for sharing those very uplifting and positive words. That was very, very good. Vera, okay, I want to read two things on Facebook Live. And I'm so glad, like, Sister Sonia Jones, you can call back into the show now. You know the number 646-787-8064, because you're going to want to weigh in on our next topic, which we're about to start in just a few seconds, and I want to get your opinion on this. Everybody, Sister Sheila Timberlake said, that's what I said. She said, that's what I said, right along with your daughter. Why didn't he call the police? Because the gun bullets don't have names on them. What if it would have hit an innocent bystander or the woman that he was trying to protect? If she was wrong is wrong and right is right. There should be another way to protect us without using a gun. Let me tell you something. This guy was ballistic. This Latino guy was ballistically out of control. And you got to remember, veterans are trained to shoot. They're sharpshooters. You learn how to fire a weapon in the military. And he only fired one shot. He didn't fire 10 shots. He didn't fire 20 shots. And please don't get upset with me if you disagree with my feelings. If he wouldn't have that gun, that Latino guy would have attacked him with a knife and stabbed him to death. An 83-year-old wasn't going to fight no 31-year-old man. It's not going to happen. Was he wrong for bringing a gun? Yes, he was wrong. But was he wrong for defending that woman? No, he was not wrong. And that's what makes the case right there. That's why he should be free. That's why he shouldn't go to prison. He was defending another human being's life. Was he wrong for shooting him? Yes, he was wrong. But was he right for shooting him? Yes, he was right. Okay, so let's go to Vera says, veterans are not trained to wound anyone to protect, save our life and country. That's right. Veterans are trained, military soldiers are trained to shoot to kill. Just like, that's why all these police officers, they come from the military and they become police officers. They're trained to shoot and kill. Police are trained to shoot and kill, unfortunately. Okay, Sonia Jones says, Daniel Penny, who choked hold and murdered Jordan Neely, that's on the train, had a $2 million by the community for his legal defense. And the same should be for the elderly man, to be honest, should be raised for homeless and veterans. I agree 110%. That's right. The military Marine who choked young Neely to death on that train for 15 minutes, they raised a $2 million fund for him to fight his case. We should do the same thing for Mr. Strickland. We should raise money and fight for him. Just the way they did. And that's what our organization is going to work on doing. Vera Jones said, we live in the moment. Sometimes we only have seconds to react to service to save from a fire or other events that take place. Wow, this is getting more and more interesting. Yes, Tawana, yes.
What happened to the commandment, Dad, of thou shalt not kill? And it becomes a situation because, like I said, whatever color we are, Daddy, ballistic, man, crazy, psycho, that's like a man being mental, right? We have situations where people who are professional and know how to deal with that, not a veteran per se, not like veterans come home and sometimes have even PTSD, have suffered from all of the fights they had to go through and through serving our country, and then come home and have to deal with the ins and outs of the world, if you will. And then, yes, of course, we can't say that the gentleman who, we don't know who what his name is, but the man who was wrong, he was wrong. Automatically, he was wrong. He disrespected the woman. He disrespected himself. He disrespected, elders in general. Like, that's also wrong. But you cannot take power into your own hands. If you want to defend yourself, like I said, wound the man. Don't kill him. That's wrong, Dad. And then a man that lived by the gun, died by it. That's not fair. It's not fair to take a life, and I do agree with Sheila. There are certain things that you're in public, outside. You have to be careful, and you're carrying a weapon. So, no, you're not, and you don't have anything on you that says that you're a veteran. You're in trouble. If you're walking around, you're not completely, we don't know exactly if he was carrying any ID or not. But the point is, there is certain aspects that go along with that. We uphold God's law before human law, constitutional before heavenly.
Okay, well, let me just share something with you. No, thank you, Talana. Thank you so much for your passion. Thank you for your passion. I want to get, first of all, let's get Sister Sonia Jones back in the studio. Good morning again, Sister Sonia Jones. Are you still there?
I'm all for that God thing. I'm all for that God thing. Trust me, I am. But please, let's read the Bible correctly, because there were times when God allowed someone to kill another. But let's stay out of the Bible for right now, because we're not supposed to kill. But at what point am I not allowed to defend myself? Because
amen.
God told us to not only honor his, but he told us man's laws as well. So if man's law says that I can defend myself, aren't I honoring man's laws? So I'm supposed to wait for this person to come into my house before I can defend myself? So when I walk away from you, I am no longer a threat to anybody. But when you walk towards me, you are now a threat towards me.
Okay,
so what
again,
am I supposed to do when that
adding to that, Ms. Sonia?
Wait, hold on.
I agree with that part. But adding to that, here's the insult to injury. Do you kill the man or do you wound him and call the police?
Okay,
yes,
hold on.
But then
I wasn't
does it
there.
Become
okay.
your
I wasn't
power
there.
To kill the man or let the system deal with him?
Okay, so... Talana, listen to me carefully, Talana, and everybody. I want to share something with you. I want to share a few things that are being said on the show right now. People, this is affecting a lot of people. A lot of people are weighing in right now, and I want to share something with you. It's actually sad for everybody involved. But first of all, let me just share this with you. Moses killed a man. Now, Moses did a great job for God, but Moses was a murderer. He killed a man, and God forgave him. With Cain and Abel, let me finish. Cain killed his brother Abel. There's a lot of killing going on in the Bible. Joseph's brothers threw him in the hole for dead. They left him there to die. He cried and screamed, and they wouldn't let him out. The pastor took Meshach and Abednego, Meshach and all of them, and threw them in the fiery furnace in the oven. They put David in the lion's den to be ate by the lions, but he didn't die because he was a vegetarian. They didn't smell no meat on him, so the guy gave him favor. David had to kill Goliath in the Bible. He killed Goliath, killed him dead. So let's remember never to forget. There's a lot of killing going on in our Bible. We just have to read the whole thing and get to know, thy shall not kill. I agree with the commandment. Even Vera agrees with the commandment. We all agree that thou shall not kill. Thou shall not steal. Thou shall not bear false witness. Thou shall not covet thy wife. Thou shall not have no other God before him. But people are breaking the commandments every single day. Unfortunately, they are not living by God's commandments. Now, did this gentleman go out there to murder this young man? I don't think so. It was not a premeditated conspiracy. Listen to me carefully. I believe he went out there to stop the young man from disrespecting the black woman. And in the midst of that, the young man went ballistic.
Wait, hold on, let me finish. Yes, he had a choice.
And his choice was, the young man had a choice to be quiet and leave the woman alone. But he chose to continue to be combative. Hold on a second. He chose to continue to be combative. He chose to continue to be disrespectful. He chose to be belligerent and ignorant and crazy. And he told the black man that was walking away. When you're walking away, you're no longer a threat, like Sister Jones said. And you, Talana, what you said is right. He shouldn't have shot him. What Sheila said is right. He shouldn't have. But let me tell you what Sheila said. I'm not saying he was wrong for defending her or protecting her at all. Was he on the porch upstairs or shot down at him, shooting down at him? That's what I heard. Or was he on the same level in the parking lot as him? I do hope he will be able to get out of this because we weren't getting so tired of young people or anyone bullying older adults. We have lost respect for our elders a long time ago. We need to get it back ASAP. Now, that's what Sheila said, and I agree we do need to get our respect back for our elders. Now, Vera said, we honor God's commandments that they even killed in the Bible. Vera said that, Dr. Granny B. Clarence said, young man who was killed, name is Giancarlo Santiago, and that was his name. The Latino was Giancarlo Santiago. And Vera says, we all agree to disagree. And Vera says, amen, even the Bible, a time to live and a time to kill. That's in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1, that there's a time and a place for everything, a time to live and a time to die, a time to live and a time to kill. No, killing is not right. No man should play God, but you have to look at the nature of the situation. So this is a very sensitive topic. Let me give you the closing remarks. The Los Angeles Civil Rights Association, affiliated with other grassroots organizations, is going to work on everything that we can to assist Mr. Richard Strickland, the 83-year-old veteran who was defending a black woman, a queen, an empress, and we're going to work on trying to help him defend his case against this unbelievable, heinous man who was trying to do him some bodily harm. I believe that he died. Mr. Santiago died in self because Mr. Strickland was using self-defense. Mr. Strickland did not point the weapon to kill him. Mr. Strickland did not fire the weapon until the young man threw his backpack off, took his shirt off, said, I'm from the South Central Los Angeles, and I'm from the gang of so-and-so, and I will kick your black Negro butter, whatever. And then at that one time when he felt attacked, he defended himself and her at the same time. They were walking away. They were walking away. So this is a very sensitive. I knew this was going to be a sensitive hot topic.
Mr. Jones, can I chime in before I close out? Forget them. I need everybody not to focus on them. So riddle me this. We see this all of the time. Woman out here getting her behind with. Somebody's whipping out the phone recording. And what is the very one of the first things we always say? No one could step in. No one bothered to help. Oh, my gosh, all these people out. So you got somebody that decided to step in, and it's like it's damn if I do and damn if I don't. So had he not stepped in, and let's say this lady was, you know, getting whatever they said had happened. Let's say this young man did decide to hit and harm this lady, and everyone seen it and did nothing. Here we go with, oh, my gosh. So it's like, we can't satisfy anybody. What can we do? Or what should we do? I'm going to say it again. I was not there. I'm only going by what is being presented to me now. The full facts of that story will unfold in the courtroom. But until that happens, my scenario is as such. He went out there as he's supposed to do, because I hope my son would have went out there and protected a female, because we already know males outweigh females physically when it comes to fighting, unless you're a pro boxer. I'm hoping someone would have stepped in as that man did, and he did. Why he decided to shoot the man in the mask, I don't know. Where that lady was in proximity to the 85-year-old, I don't know, because someone made a statement that, hey, that bullet could have ricocheted and hit some. We don't know who was around at that time when that bullet went out. We don't know that. We don't know if that man started walking towards him, started running towards him, if anything was it. We don't know. All we know is what we hear at the moment. So I'm going to say this again. Had it been one of you out there, I hope you have the same energy now that you had for that man, and someone decided, oh, I see them out there, I'm going to turn my back and keep it moving. Because if you saw somebody looking your way, your first thought was, man, you couldn't have came over and helped me. You saw I was in distress. Okay, well, I don't want to be your defender, because I don't want backlash for somebody saying I should not have stepped in when obviously you needed help.
Hey, man, thank you so much. This is Sonya Jones for Wayne, and I want to go to my daughter, Talana Jones. It's 10:33 a.m. Give us a 15-second soundbite on how your closing remarks, Talana, and then we're going to go to Clarence for his closing remarks. Then we're going to go to Vera for her closing remarks, and then we're going to open up a topic that we're not going to be able to finish discussing this week, but we're going to finish it next week. So, Talana Jones, give us your closing remarks.
Just an announcement to my elders. I want to say this very plainly. I uphold and respect and understand my elders, so I will never disrespect them anymore after learning from the things that I had to learn to learn respect. So the things that go along with respect, especially the people who already have the law and are a part of the law, you have the power of choice. I yield back.
Oh, thank you very much. Okay. Now, I want to read what Sheila Timberlake said. Sheila Timberlake said on Facebook Live, I'm going to tell the truth. I don't know what I would have done, but I know that if it would have been there defending my mother, and I am going to defend her by any means necessary. And I would have did the same thing. I'm going to defend by any means necessary. If I see somebody disrespecting an elderly black woman, you think I'm not going to? I'm going to say something. I'm going to do something. Now, what happens after that, I don't know. But it is our duty to protect our women. Okay. Good morning, Sharon. What's up, Cookie? How are you, Sharon Cookie? Good morning. Okay. Now, with that being said, let's go to Clarence M. Allen. Clarence, give us a quick soundbite, your closing remarks. Clarence M. Allen, take the floor. Give us your closing remarks.
Yes, we all live in a gun violence society. Every day there is a shooting. Every day we see racial hatred, domestic hatred, and just violence all across the board. But when Richard Strickland went down there, I believe he wasn't intending to do any more but then to get this woman out of harm's way.
Mm-hmm.
And the situation escalated into what it did. And Richard Strickland done what he believed at that moment, what he had to do in order to create a safe environment for him, that woman, and even possibility whoever else would have gotten that young guy's way if he was so upset and had the lack of care to do what he wanted to do in order to satisfy what he felt was in his mind. But we shouldn't add no more to what has happened. That man fired one bullet. It hit his target. Did no other bullet ricochet and by chance hit anybody. He shot this guy. It hit what he practiced for, center mass. He did not waste any other bullets once he done what he did. Now, should he be prosecuted? According to the law, he should be arrested. But should he be found guilty or innocent? We will have to leave that to the jury. And that's where it stands.
Amen, amen. Thank you very much, Brother Clarence. At this time, I'm going to go to Vera Jones. Vera Jones, wait. Before we go to Vera, call in the 570-278 area code. Are you there?
Good afternoon, Pastor Eddie, Pastor Ramsey.
Pastor Ramsey, how are you? Have you been listening to our story, Pastor Ramsey?
No, I just tuned in just now. I was somewhere out, and I just got back.
Well, we're so glad to have you on. Everybody say good morning to Pastor Ramsey.
Pastor Ramsey, welcome.
Amen. God bless everyone on today.
Time zone.
Amen.
God bless everyone.
Pastor Ramsey, hold on to that thought. Hold that thought right there. Don't go anywhere. We're going to need you. I want to go to Vera Jones. Vera Jones, close us out. Give us your closing remarks on should a hero go to prison for defending a woman and defending himself against the next? You know the story. Go ahead, Vera. Weigh in. Give us your closing remarks.
Well, I just want to mention what Clarence said. We can only at this particular time allow the jury to decide, but I do send prayers to both sides for the male Hispanic, as I mentioned earlier, for his family, because they're dealing with a lot, and perhaps they went through a lot with him, and also for the 83-year-old's family as well.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Vera. Okay, so for those, we're going to close out this topic. An 83-year-old man by the name of Richard Strickland was protecting a woman that was being attacked by a Latino male, Mr. Santiago, who was 31 years old. He claimed to be in a gang from South Central Los Angeles. He parked his car. He came in the parking lot at 50 miles an hour. He screeched his tires, pulled in a spot diagonally instead of pulling in straight. And the African-American elderly woman tried to park her car. She parked and got out and asked him to move his car. He called her every name but her name. He called her the N-word. He called her a B. He called her MF. He called her everything. At that time, an 83-year-old veteran, African-American male, came down in his robe and pajamas and said, "Hey, please, young man, just leave her alone. Let her go. She's an elderly woman." He takes off on the elderly man and calls him names and telling he'll kick his MF and butt and called him the N-word. The African-American elderly 83-year-old male was walking away with the woman. And as they were walking away, the Latino male, Mr. Santiago, slammed his backpack on the ground, took his shirt off and said, "I'm from South Central, and I'll do this and I'll do that, you F and N-word." And as he approached to do whatever he thought he was going to do, Mr. Strickland turned around and fired one projectile from his weapon, striking him center mass of his chest, and he died right there on the scene. Here's my closing remarks. Number one, Mr. Santiago was wrong. He was wrong with ever parking like that. He was wrong for disrespecting the black woman. He was just wrong for saying all the things he said, for doing all the things he did. Did he deserve to die? No, I'm not saying he deserved to die. No. Now, Mr. Strickland was defending that woman who was afraid and intimidated by this man. And Vera said something. She said, "What if it was your mother or your aunt or your sister or any woman? I would defend her. I would defend her because a man should not be approaching a woman like that. And especially men who hit on women and don't have a problem with, you know, battering women. That's crazy." Was Mr. Strickland wrong for defending the black woman? No, he was not. Was he wrong for firing a projectile from his weapon? He was wrong, but he did it in self-defense. So I don't think he was wrong. I think he was right for defending himself, because we don't know if he was going to stab that elderly man to death, but an 83-year-old male would be no fight for a 31-year-old young man. So he had to do what he had to do to defend himself. Now, like Sister Sonia Jones said, the rest of it is going to have to go work out in court, in a court of law. And Sister Robinson Timberlake said she would have defended them too. She would have defended them. So my closing remarks there are, we got to go to court. We're going to go and help Mr. Strickland to the best of our ability. We're going to raise funds for him. And just like they raised funds for that Marine, that white Marine who choked the young black man nearly to death on that train for 15 minutes, he choked him to death. We're going to save our veteran. My heart goes out to the Santiago family. I don't think he should have died, but at the same time, I don't think that Mr. Strickland should spend the rest of his life in prison for defending a woman against someone who was attacking her. That's my closing remarks. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. And like Ida Byrne Jordan said, it was self-defense. That's right. It was self-defense. Now, our next topic is going to be even more sensitive. And I want you to weigh in on this. We're going to have to finish this topic next week because it's almost 10:45. And at 10:45, we're going to our regular segment, which will be Health and Wellness with Vera Jones, Regulate the Manual with Brother Clarence M. Allen, Talana Jones with Words of Wisdom, and also we're going to have a commentary by Clarence today, so you don't want to miss those things. And then the sports report from Cousin V. So we're going to get all that. And then, of course, Mental Health and You with Dr. Aretha Adams-Jones. Okay, listen. Here's our next topic. Pride Month in June. Oh, no. Pride Month in June. Oh, no. It's Juneteenth, Emancipation Proclamation, Freedom of the Slaves, June the 19th. Matter of fact, let me be really frank with you. I got to get something here. Let me get this right here and make sure we have it. Okay, there we go. All right. Now, I want to read the second topic to you one more time. Don't get it twisted. Pride Month in June? Oh, no. No, no, no. It's Juneteenth, Emancipation Proclamation, Freedom of the Slaves. Juneteenth, a federal holiday by President Lincoln, who declared freedom and Emancipation Proclamation of all slaves on June the 19th, 1865. So how in the world are you going to have Pride Month at the same time you're having the freedom of slaves? I don't believe it. Pride Month over the Emancipation Proclamation of the Freedom of Slaves over Juneteenth? Get that out of here, okay? I don't support that at all. I support Juneteenth. I don't support Pride for a month, a whole month of Pride. They already stole the rainbow from us. What you going to steal next? You already want your rights to be like the rights of, you want to have more civil rights than the regular people. You can't say nothing at a job. You can't say a word at a job. If you do, you can get fired for saying something wrong to a person that is full of pride. You cannot say anything to the A, B, C, D, E, F, G community. If you say something wrong, you could lose your job. You could go to jail. You could lose your benefits at your job. It's crazy. But no, you have a whole month to have a Pride Month, but only one day for the Emancipation Proclamation of Freedom of Slaves in the United States of America? No. That's our second topic. Should a hero go to, Pride Month in June? Oh, no. It's Juneteenth. Emancipation Proclamation, Freedom of Slaves. Okay? And we're not just talking about eating barbecue either. We're talking about the Freedom of Slaves, which was signed by Abraham Lincoln in June 19th of 1865. Okay? But wait a minute. This is a very sensitive topic. I want to go straight to our sister, Sister Sonia Jones. Come on, Sister Sonia Jones. What do you think about this? Go right ahead. Take the floor.
I was just very sure. I think it's kind of ironic that King gets a day. We got Veterans Day, Memorial Day, Thanksgiving Day. Christmas has a day. But then Pride gets a whole month. Juneteenth only gets one day. We had to beg for that.
Right.
But they get a whole month. That's what, 30 days in June? So 30 days,
yes.
And I have nothing against them, but you get a whole 30 days versus everyone who did something productive, positive, a movement that brought on some change. And I get they're going to flip side their changes. Well, we our pride, our change is that we're allowed to come out and be ourselves. That's cool, but you don't need a whole month.
You're coming out of the closet, quote unquote, versus someone saying, hey, we deserve to be treated equally because of the color of my skin. I no longer have to sit in the back of the bus. I can sit in the front. I don't no longer have to go in the back of the store. I can come in. I no longer have to sit by the bathroom. I can sit. I no longer supersedes your coming out of the closet and let everybody know, hey, I'm proud to be gay for a whole month. Yeah, I have an issue with that one. Why can't you get a day like everybody else? What makes your day so special than everyone else's, especially those that fought for a movement for all?
Well, thank you so much, Sister Sonia Jones. We only have a few minutes. It's 10:47 a.m. We got to go into our regular segment. I want to go to Pastor. Pastor, are you there? Pastor, where are you?
God bless you, Pastor Ramsey.
Pastor Ramsey, we want to get your opinion on this real quick. I'm going to read the title again for our second topic. Pride Month in June? Oh, no. It's Juneteenth, Emancipation Proclamation, Freedom of Slaves. What do you think about them getting a whole month for Pride, and we only get one day for Juneteenth, Emancipation Proclamation? Go ahead, and Pastor Ramsey.
Yeah, that is so wrong. Right now, we all, as a body of Christ, need to have a praying month. It's time to pray. P-R-A-Y. And I tell you, they don't want us to pray in the schools no more. They don't want to lift up Jesus no more, but they want to have this for a whole month. The devil is a liar. We need to get together as a body of Christ, and when these things happen, these events, I believe we get a prayer circle going and pray that devil out. That's my opinion, but pray that devil out, because we need more security. We need more unity instead of all this stuff going on. So my opinion is we need to have a praying month. And Juneteenth for the freedom of the slaves, they only get one day, like you said. And Memorial Day, Veterans Day get one day, but they're going to have a whole month. That's why we as a body of Christ got to come together and pray together. The family that prays
amen,
together
amen.
Stays together.
Amen. Praise God. We're going to go over a little bit today, you guys. I just want to let you know right now, we had that little technical difficulty that took place in the middle of the show. Let's say good morning to Aretha Adams-Jones, affectionately known as Dr. Aretha Adams-Jones. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning, Aretha? How's everything going?
I am well. I'm well. Thanks for asking. Happy Monday to all of you. God bless you.
Hey, Sister
Aretha. Thank you. Everybody
say
good morning to Aretha.
Dr. Aretha. Nice to hear you as well.
So really quick, our second topic, our first topic was fire. I mean, we're going to have to continue this next week on our second topic. Our second topic is Pride Month in June. Oh, no. It's Juneteenth, the Emancipation Proclamation, Freedom of Slaves. We only get one day for Juneteenth. We only get one day for Christmas. We only get one day for the 4th of July. We only get one day for Thanksgiving. But we get a whole month for Pride? Oh, my gosh. Dr. Aretha, how do you feel about that? Go right ahead. Weigh in.
You know, it's really sad. It's, I'm not trying to condemn anyone, and I don't think I'm better than anyone. But, you know, we're going to just have to pray and continue to seek the Lord. Minister Ramsey say, you know, we just have to continue to look to the Lord and pray, because this is not getting any better. They have, you know, Pride Day, Pride Month, Pride Year, and they, you know, walk around in costumes and things like that. And it's really offensive to people that are, that are Christians and believers. So we just have to continue to pray and look to the Lord. Thank you.
Hey, man, you're welcome. Thank you so much. That's your opinion. That is your opinion, and you're entitled to that. Here's my opinion. After we go to Vera Jones. Vera Jones, take the floor. Pride Month in June? Oh, no, it's Juneteenth, Emancipation Proclamation. How come they get a month and we only get one day for Juneteenth? Go right ahead. Vera, weigh in.
Wow. Well, number one, I do celebrate Juneteenth. Juneteenth is a big month for most of us. But we don't have to celebrate everything. You know, everything is a personal preference. The only thing that I do celebrate for 30 days is my earthly birthday for the entire month of June. And there are still God's children, good, bad, or indifferent. And I won't judge. The only person that can is God. So, but a whole month, wow, that's just from my birthday.
Wow, wow. Well, thank you, Vera. Thank you so much. Clarence and Allen. Pride Month in June? Oh, no. It's Juneteenth, Emancipation Proclamation, Freedom of Slaves. One day, Juneteenth, June 19th, since 1865 by Abraham Lincoln. What do you think? Go right ahead, Clarence, take the floor. Give us a sound bite.
Pastor Eddie, you're scoring touchdowns. You're slam dunking. You're hitting grand slams with these hot button topics, Pastor Eddie. You know, before the Europeans invaded Africa, you would not find not one recording of any kind of gay or lesbian activities in Africa. But once again, we have to go back to Sister Sonia Jones at the beginning of the story. Who are we taught by? We're taught by, many of us, an uncivilized society that swore and cursed at everything. And so even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities round about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth as an example, suffering the vengeance of the eternal fire. You know, at church yesterday, there was a scripture read, and it reminded me of this month, how it became the Pride Month. And it says, these are the spots in your feast of charity, when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. Clouds, they are without water, carried about the wind, trees whose fruit withereth, without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots. And, man, you know this is not of God, people who lust after themselves. You know, there's a school out here where the parents just were protesting because somebody wanted to go to an elementary school and expose elementary school age kids to a pride background book. You know,
yeah.
It's here, but they are people. You know, we could care for them, but not care for their ways. You know,
right.
We can respect them, but not have to respect their ways. We can treat
right.
them, but not treat their ways. So when it comes to the power of the LGBTQ community, yes, we can respect them, but not their ways. We know their ways are written differently when we read the Bible. The Bible says a lot about man loving man and woman loving woman and going after strange flesh. So we
Amen.
Have
Praise
to
God.
Respect God, honor his commandments, his doctrine, and for those who choose to live without, we have to pray for them, like Pastor
Amen.
Ramsey said.
Wow. Well, it's thank you very much, Clarence. It's 10:55 a.m. We're going over today. We are definitely going over. There's no doubt about that. Hang in there with us. Stay with us while we go into our regular segment. I was going to get some closing remarks from everybody on that particular topic, but we're going to continue this topic next week. Our word of the week, write down our word of the week, get your pen and paper out. I'm going to give you the scripture of the week and the word of the week right now, and then we're going to go into words of wisdom with Solana Jones first. We're going to have Pastor Ramsey pray us out. We're going to have Clarence and Allen with Regulate Emmanuel, and I want to read something really quick on Facebook. Cousin V said, the people we voted for passed this bill. We have to listen close to what they are saying during the elections when they come up. Yes, I didn't vote that in the office. It wasn't me. I definitely did not vote for that. Good morning, Sister Denise of Washington. Welcome to the show. Really quick for those people who are into sports, the NBA playoffs or championship playoff game is going on. Celtics for game one, Celtics 104, the Heat 103. Game two, the Heat 103, the Celtics 84. It's 1-1 right now in the NBA championship playoffs between the Miami Heat and the Boston Celtics. That's our sports report for right now. Our word of the week, our word of the week is commitment. Commitment is our word of the week. Commitment is our word of the week. Be committed. Commitment is our word of the week. Our scripture of the week. Our scripture of the week is Luke chapter 3, verse 11. Luke chapter 3, verse 11, and it reads, John answered, anyone who has two shirts should share with the one who has none at all. And anyone who has food should do the same. I'm going to read that to you one more time because people aren't sharing these days. Luke chapter 3, verse 11, and it reads, John answered, anyone who has two shirts should share with the one who has none. And anyone who has food should do the same. So we should practice sharing. If that person don't have a shirt on their back and we have two shirts, we should give them one. If that person don't have any food, we need to share some food with them. Amen. That's Luke chapter 3, verse 11. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights because we all have rights. Either we're going to stand for something or we're going to fall for anything. At this time, we're switching reels. We're going to go, and don't go anywhere, Sister Sonya Jones. We want to get your closing remarks, too. We're going to switch reels and go to Talana Jones with words of wisdom. There we go, right there. Talana Jones, give us words of wisdom, words of wisdom.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Words of Wisdom. I have to take some very deep breaths before starting Words of Wisdom today. This has been a very interesting show today, and I personally feel I want to share this as wisdom, and I pray that everybody receive this. Freedom is not anyone's choice or opinion. It is free will. What we are given with our free will is solely our human experiences. We cannot choose, judge, or make someone else feel less than and say that we want to hold each other up and respect one another and galvanize and come together, and yet we still are indifferent and hold conditions in front of. So it doesn't mean I get confused. It is okay to justify certain things that are wrong, but not everything that is wrong. We have to learn to give each other that same space that we want to have for one another. Once upon a time, there were each religion alike that were able to come together. And this was under the sight of giving God the glory, not man. No matter how many times we talk and we give each other wisdom, we have to learn to also understand that we teach what we give away. It holds value. So even when you give away things that don't work, that don't help, it magnifies other things to happen. Like we talked about programming today on the show and how us as a culture have gone through a lot of that programming. 450 plus years of going through programming.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we deprogram if we continue to bash, disrespect, and hurt one another? We have to love on each other and give God the glory first and remember, like Dad says, the only limit in life is the one you put on yourself. So let there be no limit. I yield back.
Amen. 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 Wow. Thank you. Oh, boy. Very good.
One more thing before I go.
Yeah.
I just want to say this also. Not to extend pride,
because that's also Black History Month is given to us. We didn't mention that. I didn't hear anybody say anything about Black History
Month. Only 28 days.
Or
giving only 28 days.
Or like Aunt Vera said, celebrating, Daddy, like celebrating your birthday for an entire month. It is a freedom. So taking away someone's freedom to do what they choose, is that free will or not?
Okay, thank you so much, Solana. I appreciate that. But I want to remind everybody that Black History is only 28 days. Pride is 30 days. Black History is only 28 days. And Juneteenth, the Emancipation Proclamation, that should be 30 days. And we'll work on that later because we're going to definitely face the United States of America with this particular subject matter and topic. We need to change that bill around. If you can have 30 days, we're not going to go there. But this is why we're going to pick up on this topic next week because it's a hot button topic. We're going to go to Dr. Aretha Adams-Jones. Her name is Aretha Adams-Jones, affectionately known as Dr. Aretha Adams. Please take the floor. Give us mental health and you. Go right ahead.
Mental health and you. God bless you all. And thank you all. I got in kind of late, and I do want to say before I do, mental health and you, I'm not standing in judgment. And God loves all of us, and we have to just pray. We have to pray for them. Pray for them and just continue to lift them up for the Lord because we are now better. So, having said that, this is Mental Health and You, and I want to say, 'tis the season to celebrate National Gingerbread Day. This is a special day that comes on June the 5th each year, and National Gingerbread Day is a special day to celebrate all things gingerbread. Okay. This delicious treat has been around for centuries and can be enjoyed in many different ways. Here are some of our favorite ways to celebrate National Gingerbread Day. Okay, and this is an awesome article that I got from the internet. It says, make your own gingerbread house or you can head to your nearest bakery or coffee shop and enjoy a warm cup of gingerbread matcha or tea. Yum, yum. Finally, why not end the day by enjoying a big slice of fresh gingerbread cake? I just believe that that's good for the mental. Mental health matters. It's time to remove the stigma. God bless you.
Wow, thank you so much. That was
a great sound.
Cool. I'll be, yeah. Well, wow, that's really, I'm going to get some gingerbread today. Thank you. But I want to read something really quick before we go to Clarence M. Allen for Regulate the Manual. I want to read something that Sheila Timberlake wrote, and this is very important. Do you know what's happening now in between Uganda and the United States? United States is mad at Uganda's president for not signing the Gay Rights Act bill over there. That president said he refuses to let anyone come in and tell him how to run his country. He will not be pushed by the Western society. And now the United States says they will stop helping the country of Uganda because they won't sign a bill for gay rights in the city, in the state, in the country of Uganda, Africa. Okay? How in the world can the United States tell another country, a president of another country, that they mandatorily have to sign a gay rights bill? This is why we're talking about this again next week. This is a hot button topic. This is a serious topic. And guess what? People are dying about behind this, okay? People are being treated wrong behind this. You just heard what Sheila just said. In Uganda, the United States is going to stop giving them aid because they won't sign a bill, just a gay rights bill in Uganda, Africa. And didn't you hear Brother Clinton say earlier, in the beginning, there were no gays in Africa. They did not tolerate that. And in some Middle Eastern countries, they will kill you. They will castrate you right now. Right now. They don't believe in sodomites. Okay? So we're Hold on. Because we only have a few minutes. We still got to get Clarence on. We're going to go next week on this topic. This is a very hot topic. All I'm saying to you now is in Uganda, in the country of Uganda, the United States is refusing them help right now, no aid whatsoever, because they will not sign a gay rights bill. Now, I'm not knocking the gays. I'm not against anybody gay. Like Vera said, we love everybody. But this is a subject on the show that we're talking about. And they're not going to talk about this on Channel 2, 4, 7, 11, 9, and 13. They just won't do it. So we're talking about it on the Civil Rights Show, where people have rights. We have constitutional rights. We have human rights. We got your rights and my rights and our rights. We all have rights. Sister Sonia Jones said, Sheila, he surely did, run your own country. We should, you should run your own country. Quit trying to run America. Anyway, with that being said, I don't know if we're going to have time for the commentary, but we're going to go to Clarence Emanuel and regulate the manual. Clarence, it's 11:07. Can you regulate the manual like 2 minutes and then go right into the commentary? And then we're going to get a prayer.
Absolutely.
From Pastor
Eddie, but I don't think we had Vera Jones with health and wellness.
Oh, yeah, we got whoa. We got to go to the health and wellness. Vera, I apologize. This hot topic has gotten so much stuff going on, completely. Vera, please take the floor. Give us health and wellness. Go right ahead. I apologize.
Eddie, I can pick up on health and wellness next week since we are limited.
Well, give us an introduction. Give us an introduction to it.
Okay, so next week I will speak on insomnia.
Good, good, wonderful. And we want to make sure that we let you know that next week Vera will start off. Matter of fact, next week we're going to open up all the regular things that we do except for the commentary. So next week we're going to open up with health and wellness. We're going to open up with mental health and you, poetry in motion, regulate the manual, sports report, but not the commentary. We'll do that at the end of the show. Because in words of wisdom, we won't forget words of wisdom either with Chalana. But it's been a really, really, this subject has been so, this has been fire. Okay, Sheila Timberlake said, they did talk about it on the news channel, but I have direct understanding of what's going on over there because that's where my husband is from. Okay, Sheila. Her husband is from Uganda, so she knows. Okay. Now, with that being said, you're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. You just heard next week we'll be getting health and wellness with insomnia because everybody has been fired up about this topic. This has been a very sensitive topic for everyone, including myself. Both topics were hot, and both topics brought out emotions and feelings from all of us human beings. I want to send a special shout-out to my wife. Hey, wife, how are you? Much love. I love you. And I want to go now to our brother Clarence M. Allen to give us just a little bit of Regulate the Manual. We'll continue next week so we can get on to the commentary. Go right ahead, Brother Clarence. And then if we have time, we will have time. Pastor Ramsey's going to pray us out because we need prayer for these situations. Go right ahead, Clarence. Take the floor.
Yes, thank you, Pastor Ed, and to all our listeners. What hot subjects we have talked about today. I'm in the gangsters on step 151. We all know that every time Dick and Harry in town is packing a weapon, or shall we say every poop butt, clown, wannabe perpetrators, imposters, pretenders, and all the rest of the bunch. Now you will get gunned down before you have a chance to leave your own front yard. These are just some of the ways that the business is getting done today. My, how the ways and the means of the business have definitely changed over the past few decades. Now it seems like everyone has gone gangster. And you also have your own gun, son? Will you shoot at Luke, or will you give up the gun? Will you shoot anyway when Luke is not there? There are too many youngsters who are shooting at any and everything, trying to get some points and gain some stripes. By any means necessary. That is necessary. This is the original mottos that have gone to shoot Luke or give up the gun. 99 times out of 10, Luke has not done a thing. As a matter of fact, Luke was probably not there anyway. You can only find that read right there and much more inside of Regulate the Manual. And go to regulatethemanual.com because this book is written. And you are in here. The word of the week
amen.
Is
amen,
commitment.
Amen.
Make sure that you are committed in everything that you do. The scripture of the week was Luke 3:11. And he answered and said unto them, he that had two coats, let him impart to him that had none. And he that had meat, let him do likewise. And Pastor Eddie, I mean, he heated up this show with these topics. Should a hero go to jail for defending a woman and defending himself while being threatened and attacked? He is an 83-year-old man, and his name is Richard Strickland, who came down to assist a woman that was threatened by a young man, whether the young man was out of his mind or not, whether he was being himself or not. He ended up losing his life. And I don't think that Richard planned on waking up that morning to kill somebody. I don't think that Yan Carlos Santiago woke up that morning planning to die. But yet, this is just one of the many situations that we have, just not in this community, but in communities across America and even around the world. And we want to thank our special guest, Sonya Jones, because her knowledge and wisdom really broadcasted across this radio station this morning. You know, she had a lot of valid points, and we all need to apply them to our lives accordingly. You know, Pastor Eddie brought up, and we only had a few minutes talking about a whole month of pride. But it's Juneteenth, and Emancipation was here first, and they only get one day. And according to Pastor Eddie, we will continue that next week. But are the scales evenly balanced? The celebration of the LGBTQ are celebrating the lives of the descendants of slaves and their freedom. You know, going back to the shooting that was over there in the La Cienega area off of Centinela over there, the Amazon Fresh. So be careful when you go in that area, because we look at a black man hitting a Latino. And I mentioned earlier in the story in the program where Latinos killed a black man. And then the question that we didn't bring about, will Richard Strickland have to be put in protective custody? Because if those Latinos in that county jail find out what he did and who he done it to, will he be safe? And Talana Jones said, we have to have free will. Free to live, learn, to love, respect each other in the same space. That is so true. And Dr. Aretha Adams Jones, she said it's gingerbread day. I remember the story of the gingerbread boy, you know, and I love gingerbread cookies. So make sure ginger is a healthy food. And Cousin V, she left notes on our sports report. And so I did my little reading with Regulate the Manual about guns, and there's so many. There's over 300 million guns in the United States. Over 18,000 people have been killed so far this year by the gun in this country. Is this country at like a war without being announced? Because each and every day we turn around, somebody has died by a violent act, and predominantly a violent gun act. And so we want to thank God for a man such as Pastor Eddie, who brings this hot-button topic every Monday morning, 9 a.m. Pacific time. You can call in at 866-787-8064. You can go to blogtalkradio.com. And punch in Eddie Jones Jr. _ Productions. Facebook Live, YouTube, on all your social media platforms, he is coming. So once again, Pastor Eddie, thank you. Thank all our wonderful listeners. thank our special guests. Thank to all the panelists out there. May God keep you this week. And in everything you do, remember to regulate it. And everything else will fall into place. That's my commentary.
Wow, let's give it up for Brother Clarence with that commentary. Thank you, Brother Clarence. Wow, but Clarence, I got to tell the truth.
Right,
Professor Reams is not here, so we want to send a shout out to Professor Reams, Stephanetta Bingley, everybody, Prophetess Monica, everybody. But it's hard to step in Professor Reams' shoes. It's a difficult thing to do. But we are in the limousine now, and now we're going to go to Pastor Ramsey. Pastor Ramsey, are you still with us, Pastor Ramsey?
Yes, sir.
Pastor Ramsey, it wouldn't be a show without a closing out of a prayer, which is much needed for the vigilante work of Mr. Strickland needs a prayer. The Latino guy, Mr. Santiago, who was shot and killed, needs a prayer. This whole thing about the gay pride thing, you know, people losing their jobs and losing their life. If you say one thing about a gay person, you are ostracized from the movie industry. Terrence Howard stopped working in the movie industry because they wanted him to play a gay role, and he said, as a man, he's not going to do it. Dave Chappelle said he's not going to do it, and he stepped away from the industry for a while. Why is it, and we're going to talk about this on the show, why is it that every time a black man got to turn into a woman on a show to do a movie, you got to play a gay role? You got to have why? And if they don't do it, then they blackball them. They blackball them out of the business. It shouldn't be like that. Tawana said we have free choice and the freedom of choice. Not in all situations. Some people have lost their careers because they didn't do what the gay community wanted them to do. And there's some very powerful people in the gay community. They run the Hollywood industry like crazy, the music industry and everything else. You hear all the stuff about all these moguls, including Pete Diddy and all of them, got all this stuff going on behind the scenes. You know, it's terrible. It's terrible, and it needs to stop. But it's not going to stop until Jesus comes. When God comes, that's when it's going to stop. But until then, you already know Sodom and Gomorrah had to be destroyed. And then when Lot's wife, her name was Edith, I-D-I-T, when she looked back, she turned into a pillar of salt. God destroy her, because he said, when you leave here, don't look back. And we got to remember some situations in our life, if we're able to walk away from that situation and we know how bad it was, we should not look back. We should press forward and thank God that we're still able to rectify, revitalize, rehabilitate, rejuvenate, and restore ourselves from that terrible situation. We should not look back. Okay? With that being said, Pastor Ramsey, please take the floor. And for those who don't know, I'm recovering from a surgery. I had a surgery about 3.5 weeks ago. I didn't want to tell anybody. But I'm telling you now, I had a surgery to remove something, you know, from my back. And now, and it came out successfully, and it's not cancer. So I'm grateful. So please add me in that prayer. And anybody else who has a prayer request, throw your prayer request up right now, silently to God. And it's going to be prayed for right now in the name of Jesus. Pastor Ramsey, take the floor. Close us out with a much-needed prayer. And God bless
Amen.
You, Pastor Ramsey.
God bless you, Pastor Eddie. Thank you for this opportunity. Every head bowed and every eye closed unless you're driving. Oh, gracious, most heavenly Father, we come to you thanking you for this day that you have woke us up to see, God. But we ask you to touch every listener on this line, even in the Facebook Live, God. We ask you to meet everyone's needs right now, God. We thank God for bringing Pastor Eddie out of surgery, healed. We thank God for the ones right now and the children and the people inside the world. Lord, touch our hearts, touch our minds, and touch our soul, God. Thank God for renewal on today. Lord, we lift up everyone right now in their families, on their jobs. And, Lord, we ask you right now, God, to touch in a mighty way, God. Lord, we thank you in advance for what you're getting ready to do in this season. Lord, we know it is now season. And, Lord, we just ask you right now, God, to move by your precious Holy Spirit, God. And, Lord, we ask you to heal where they need to be healed and touch where they need to be touched, God. And, Lord, we know you're the only one that can do it. And Lord, we have an ask right now that unity come back into this world. We ask that unity will come back into this world, God. Lord, we thank God that hatred is all gone. And Lord, we know that you are going to make it possible, because with men, it's impossible, but with God, it's possible. And Lord, we just want to thank you for everything that you do in each and every one of us. We thank God for all the lessons on today, the music, the testimonies, and we just thank God for the topic. And Lord, as we come together holding hands in the spirit, we ask you, Lord, to touch each and every one. And Lord, as we leave this place, but not from your presence, we will praise your name forever. We will praise your name forever, and we consider it done, and we seal it, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God from whom our blessings flow. What a wonderful amen. Prayer. What a beautiful prayer. Now, you know, I just want to say this before we go. The only
Amen.
Limit in life is the one that you put on yourself, so let there be no limits.
Yes.
And the other thing I want to say to you is that the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. Thank you, Elaine Cosley, for joining us. Thank you, Elaine. Miss you. God bless you. We love you and the family. Sending a shout out to you. And last but not least, the only I said that. The best is yet to come. And whatever you do, don't let nothing and nobody steal your joy. And
Amen.
Normally we close out with What's Going On by Marvin Gaye, but today I'm going to give you just a little bit of a cappella of what I gave you guys last week.
All right.
Lord, do it for me.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, do it for me. Oh, Lord, if you don't do it, it just won't be done. So, Lord, do it for me. Oh, Lord,
yes, Lord.
Fix it for me. Yeah, only you can do it, God, yeah. Please fix it for me. Oh, Lord, if you don't do it, it just won't be done.
Mama.
So, Lord, do it for me. All right, love you guys. God bless you. Have a wonderful week. We'll be here next week on the same channel, same time. Without further ado, have a wonderful week, and God bless you. I love you.
God bless.
Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show.